Greetings and welcome to another episode of Twisted Stories from a Twisted Mind. In today's episodes, we'll meet some friends down by the docks, maybe head out to the country, and maybe do a little hunting. So, let's get started. War is hell, run by men in high places. Men of power, far beyond a lowly foot soldier. But most wars are fought by the foot soldiers, so it is really, as I say, a soldier's army. In the heat of the night, the soldier stood his ground. Death surrounded him as the bodies of his brothers laid out in front of him. It was the end of the old world, yet a new one was about to be born. As the enemy charged with all they had, the soldier ran to the other end of the battlefield, guns blazing, screaming the cry of his ancient ancestors. He could not go down without a fight. He had gone through too much to let it end like this. Suddenly, the bodies of the dead soldiers around him stood up to join him as he ran toward the enemy. The soldier could not see his dead brothers rise. He did not hear the gunfire from behind him as they gave him support as he charged at the coming enemy soldiers. The enemy began to drop like flies as the dead soldiers fired with all they had left. The last surviving soldier dived to the ground as the enemy fired with all they had to defeat his army of the dead, his army, his team, his brothers, the men he trained with, the men who will not let him die, even now when all seems lost. The soldiers allowed himself to turn around slightly as the bullets flew over his head. That's when he saw them, his brothers. A smile crawled across his face. Yeah, onward, my brothers. Take them all. The enemy watched as the army continued toward them, no matter how many times they were hit. The lone soldier leading them on to victory. The army of the dead was upon them, and there was nothing they could do but die and join them. So the army of the dead did march upon the earth, leaving nothing but waste in their wake. Let's take a trip to a little place in the country where the natives are friendly and dying to meet you. Come on, come with me now. I rolled down the window and tossed my can out. The wind whipped it into the back seat like it always did. Damn wind. I need to clean my back seat. Yes, you do. Now you are going to tell me where we're going, or do I have to guess? She grinned at me with a half smile. I looked over at her cleavage, which she was happy to show. No, I told you it is a surprise. It was 11:30, and we were in the middle of the woods on a dirt road going 50 miles an hour. Poor girl has no idea what's going to happen to her. Oh, come on. I gave her a half smile as I pulled the car into a partially hidden driveway. I drove down the curving driveway for another half mile before pulling up to an old shack. We're here. I turned off the car and put the keys in my pocket as I opened my door. Here? Yes, my private cabin by the lake. I stepped out of the car, walked over to her side, opened the door for her. I reached in, taking her hand gently. Come with me now. She got out slowly. It looks rather run down. Don't worry about it. It is bigger on the inside. I dragged her toward the front door, opening it with a creak. The inside was just as I remembered. The furniture was a bit ratted and worn out, but looked pretty much as it did when I... It looks like a fixer, quite a fixer-upper. Yeah, I suppose you can say that. But wait until you see the view of the lake. I led her deeper into the house, past the rain, downstairs, kitchen to the stairs. She stopped turning towards me. What's up there, ghost? Maybe. You trying to scare me? Maybe. I gave her my come hither smile, pushing her gently up the stairs, rubbing her ass. She reacted just like the others, going up the stairs, hoping for something, anything. They are so naive. I watched her walk up the stairs in her tight skirt. What's this? Is she not wearing any underwear? Typical. So where are we going? Did you set something up for me up here? Check the room at the end of the hall. Oh, yeah? She hurried to the end of the hall, shaking her ass. Poor girl doesn't know what's coming. They never do. In here? Yeah, go on in. I'm right behind you. She opened the door slowly, just like the others. Then she stepped in, followed by the long scream and the thud. Just like the others, they are all the same. I stepped up to the door, looked out at the lake. It really is a beautiful view. I glanced down and saw the girl's body lay on the beach right before they ripped her into pieces as the feeding began. I watched as Mom and Dad ate, hoping I never become like them. After all, it can skip a generation, can't it? Let's take a trip to the mystical land of the hunter. I picked up my gun, running into the clearing. I dropped to the ground, rolled, and fired. My bullet entered the beast's eyes and exploded out of the back of its skull. Nice shot, Harvey. I jumped and looked up at Laura. She was in shock, laying near the water hole with a death grip on the canteen. I approached her with caution, gently grabbing onto the canteen. Hey, it's all right. Holy shit, man, that was incredible. Jason ran up to the beast and kicked it. That thing is fucking toast. Thanks, brother. I turned Laura's face to mine. You're safe now. She wrapped her arms around me, crying. Oh, my God. What is that thing? She glanced over at it, shivering. Just a beast protecting its territory. Oh, man, Harvey. Something's moving inside this bitch. I looked over at Jason, who was backing away from the beast. The belly of the beast started to buckle and sway back and forth. I got Laura to her feet and picked up my gun. Forget the water. Let's move. Get back to the truck, quick. I gave Laura a slight shove, and she started to run alongside Jason. I turned back toward the beast just in time to see the belly explode outward. Oh, shit. A fire shot at the first beast, and it fell by the wayside. Then 12 or so of its brothers and sisters came out right behind it. I fired two more shots wildly, just missing one of them and hitting another. I ran like hell, but the beasts were gaining on me. Jason, start the truck. I watched Laura jump into the passenger seat as Jason started the engine. It fired up with a mighty roar. I jumped onto the back of the pickup, hearing Jason slam it into gear. Floor it. I laid down on the back of the truck, watching the beast eat our dust. We drove a few hours before he pulled over and stopped. Dude, what the hell was that? Jason rolled out of the driver's seat. You don't want to know. Check that, brother. That thing tried to eat me, Laura rocked back and forth on the front seat. Then those things that came out of its belly, trying to think about it, they're gone now. Yeah, but for how long? Better not to worry about that now, Jason. How much gas we got left in the truck? Half a tank, give or take. I let out a sigh. It's going to have to do for now. Turned to Laura, who was sitting on the back of the truck. You still with us? She stared out into the jungle, lighting a cigarette. Yeah, whatever here is. What the hell's going on around here? I don't know. Hate to lie to her, but if she knew the truth, well... Hey, Harvey, something's moving over there. Jason shouted. Hopping back in the truck cab, I scanned this area, snatching my gun from the back. Night was falling fast, and the darkness was closing in around us. Suddenly, we broke through the bush, charging at the truck. Laura jumped in the back, dropping her cigarette. The beast sounded huge. I wish I could see it. I lowered my gun, firing point blank. I caught a glimpse of the beast in the blinding flash of the gun. It was huge and snarling. I fired again. Harvey, get in the truck. Jason shouted, igniting the six-cylinder engine. Wait. Suddenly, a strong odor hit my nose, and a breath of air hit my face. The beast was right in front of me. I felt its eyes on me. I felt its teeth 6 inches from my skin. I felt its breath going in and out. Your breath fucking stinks. Sorry, didn't have time to brush. Was this beast talking to me? I'm losing my mind. Harvey, come on, Jason pleaded. Aren't you going to answer your friend? Are you talking to me? No, I just love to hear myself talk. Of course I'm talking to you. Fucking humans are all the same. Could you back up a little bit? Sure, no problem. I felt the beast step back a few feet. It's all right, Jason. Turn the truck off. Very good, Harvey. Very good. Is it Harvey? Yeah, Harvey. You are talking to that thing? She a regular genius, ain't she? I'll be right there, Laura. Don't worry. Her climb into the front as Jason turned off the truck. What are you doing here, Harvey? Hunting my kind again? Looking for a lost treasure? Felt the beast spit out the last few words. I raised a hand to wipe it off my face. You got us all wrong. We're just lost in your land. I smiled at it. Lost. So that's why you killed my mother-in-law? That was your mother-in-law? Yeah, that's why I didn't kill you on sight. We don't ever care for that old battle axe. He laughed slightly. Tell you what, you did me a favor, so I'll return the favor. Jump back in your machine, follow us past to the end, and don't look back. That's how you get out of here in one piece. Got it? Got it. I smiled again. He smiled back, I think. See ya. It was gone. I tossed the gun in the back and climbed in. I knocked on the window. Jason slid it open. You okay? Did you find out anything about you know what? About the what? Laura shot a look at Jason, then at me. Yeah, follow the yellow brick road. Just fucking drive, man. Jason started the truck. We were on the move again. I laid down in the back of the truck. My head was hurting. What the hell were we thinking? No amount of gold is worth this much trouble. The beast was right. We're just fucking humans. Greedy motherfucking humans that would risk everything for a shot at riches. My poor sweet Laura. Why did you have to come with us? Why? Oh, why? Oh, why? I studied the stars, while we drove. So I can start the right on until morning. Today's a good day to die. That's what Worf used to say on Star Trek. Is it every a good day to die, though? Is gold and fame worth dying for? The stars stopped moving. I looked out at the jungle. Wait, the truck stopped moving. I sat up and turned toward the cab. Laura was asleep. I looked at Jason. He stared out the front of the truck in disbelief. I quickly stood up. In front of us was a huge gorge as far as the eye could see. I got out of the truck, walked up to the edge. I peered over the edge. It was a bottomless abyss. Shit, dude. How are we supposed to get around that? Where the fuck is the gold you said we were going to get? Shut the fuck up for a minute. The beast told me to follow this path to get home in one piece. I looked around. There was no visible way across. Laura screamed. I ran to the truck with Jason right on my heels. What's the matter? Laura glared up at me. Her eyes were glazed over like she had just drunk a fifth of Jack in one shot. Dude, she's fucked up. I waved my hand at him. Just be quiet for a minute. I took Laura's hand ever so gently. Laura, can you hear me? No answer. I pulled her closer to me. Come on, baby. Look at me. She sat staring into the abyss. Dude, Laura went bye-bye. What the hell are we going to do? Jason paced back and forth in front of the truck. I ignored him. Come on, sweetheart. If you can hear me, give me a sign. Nothing. Kissed her on the forehead, laid her on the front seat of the truck. I got out and closed the door. Well, college boy, how the fuck are you going to get across that? Jason pointed to the abyss. I examined the edge. It was made of stainless steel. I leaned over the edge. That's weird. The side curved toward the middle like the side of a wok. A gas cloud made it so I couldn't see the bottom. I picked up a rock off the ground and let it roll down the side. I watched it disappear into the gas cloud. Okay, you did your test. Now how do we get around it? Grab the rope, brother. I'm going in. Head to the back of the truck. I opened the toolbox. Jason grabbed me by the shirt. Are you fucking crazy? You can't go down there. What choice do we have? The beast told me this is the way out. Are you going down into that hell on the word of an ugly, disgusting beast? You got a better idea? We stared at each other. He looked away. I didn't think so. Here, tie this to the front of the truck. Hand the edge of the rope. Fine. Any sign of trouble, I'm pulling you back up. Deal. Keep an eye on Laura, too. I tied the rope around my waist while Jason tied the other end to the front grill. I strapped on my sidearm and put on my gloves. I walked up beside it and threw the rope over. It fell into the gas. Harvey glanced over at Jason. Be careful. Too easy. I jumped over the edge, rappelling into the gas. Soon I was through to the other side. What the hell? Looked down to see the inside of my house. Jason was on the couch, fast asleep. I looked toward the bedroom and saw Laura getting back into bed with me? How the fuck? I watched her as she kissed me on the cheek, rolled over, closed her eyes, hung in there watching us all asleep. I was in shock. I felt a tug on the rope. glanced down one last time, then I climbed back to the top again. Jason and Laura watched me as I climbed through the gas. Jason reached out his hand and I took it. He lifted me up over the edge. Dude, you were down there fucking forever. We were getting worried about you. I looked at Laura. You all right? Yanni, I'm fine. I grabbed her around the waist and kissed her. Thought we had lost you for a while. We were beginning to think the same about you. Jason put his hand on my shoulder. So, is it a way out of this hellhole? Not exactly. What do you mean, not exactly? I looked down into the fog. Let's just say it's a long way down. Jason threw up his arms. So now, what do we do? Come on, I got an idea. Jason followed me back into the brush. We found a small river and I pulled out the canteen filling up with liquid. Dude, what the fuck are you doing? Trust me, it's the only way. If you say so. We filled all the canteens and brought them back to the edge. I tied the rope around my waist again. You're not going back down there, are you? I have to. Laura grabbed me and held me tight. It's the only way out of this nightmare. Laura leaned, let me go, wiping a tear from her eye. Don't worry, I'll see you on the other side. I strapped the canteen to my belt and jumped. The fog rushed by me as I sailed through the darkness into the light. Once again, I was above my house. I swung the rope to maneuver myself above Jason's head. I snatched a canteen out of my belt, opened it, and dumped the liquid on his head. Jason started to stir, then suddenly he shot up, straight, holding his head. Next, I swung over Laura and my own body, pulling the cap off the other canteens and dumped the liquid. My head started to spin. Everything was phasing in and out. I felt the rope break. I was falling, and the speed overtook my senses. Shit, I'm dead. I opened my eyes to bright light shining in my face. Harvey. Something shook my upper body. I raised my head to block the light. A form started to shape in front of me. It was slender, with long stranded coming from the top of its head, and it had an hourglass figure. The light moved and my vision cleared. Oh my God, what the hell are you? The figure that hunched over me was more monster than woman. It had three eyes, razor sharp teeth, and that strands that hung from its head were snakes, not hair. Oh, Harvey, don't be silly. It's me, Laura. You were talking in your sleep. I had to wake you up. It reached for me and slid to the far end of the bed. You're not Laura. I don't know what the hell you are. Just stay away from me. The monster reached for me again, and I backed away. Come on, baby. I just want a kiss. It tried to kiss me. I woke up covered with sweat. I rubbed my eyes, waiting for my head to clear. I looked around the room. Everything was as it should be. Harvey, are you all right? I looked over at Laura. She looked it as beautiful as ever. I gave her a smile. I'm fine, honey. Go back to sleep. I rubbed my leg gently, laid back on my pillow. Thank God it was just a dream. I stared up at the ceiling. Suddenly, water hit me in the face, followed by a canteen. I did the canteen and stared up at the ceiling. A shadow covered the ceiling. Keep out of our land, Harvey, and we will leave you be. The shadow disappeared as quickly as it had come. I glanced over at Laura. She was fast asleep. I got up out of bed and walked into the kitchen. I opened the refrigerator and pulled out a bottle of whiskey. I dumped it down the drain. That's the last time I had a drink. For you, see, the beasts don't like it when we humans invade their land. So beware of the beasts on the other side. Our last story today is called Life is Wonderful. Life is wonderful, so I've been told. But who the hell am I to say any different? I am no one, or so I have been told, most of my life anyway. A street rat, calling rabbit, I suppose. Like that matters now as I sit and wait for the end. So you want to know how I ended up here, huh? Ha! How much time you got? Not funny, says you. So where do I start? The beginning. Fine. It was a fine summer day in Greece. What? Not that far, eh? Whatever. Like I was saying, it was a fine summer day, but not in Greece, but rather downtown, where the tar is black, the water's dirty, and the whores are even dirtier. So as I was saying, the day was hot as hell. In fact, I think that hell is cooler. I was doing business with a good friend of mine. What? Yeah, with Johnny Stone. What? Mean son of a bitch is an understatement when you come to Johnny. Mean shit. That's like asking if the ocean is a little deep. May I continue? Thank you. So hot day, yeah, working with Johnny. Now we come to the heart of the matter. Johnny and I were doing business. What? Yeah, it was coke. You know, if you keep interrupting me, we ain't gonna be here all night. Fine with you, fucking smart ass. Maybe I should just button my lip and tell you to go fuck yourself. You sure? So as I was saying, we were doing business down by the docks, Johnny and me. When these big freaking guys come up, start screaming and talking all this bull about me and Johnny hitting on their women. So Johnny shoved one of the guys, right off the pier, head first into the water. It was not pretty. What set him off? Are you fucking kidding me? I told you Johnny's a hothead. He would have killed that other guy too if I had not stepped in. So Johnny pushed the guy off the pier head first into the water. He didn't know that the guy couldn't swim or that the tide had come in, exposing the rocks below. It just happened is all. It was self-defense. I mean, the guy came at us first. Senator's son. What the hell was he doing downtown in the middle of the night, no less? Charge me? Murder? Ha! Yeah, right. I told you Johnny pushed the guy, not me. I'm just what you call a witness. I didn't do anything wrong. Plus, I know my rights. Proof? Sure I got proof. Just ask the Goyles. They saw it. The blonde tried to hit Johnny after he punched the guy. But Johnny didn't hit women, you know. Coat of honor and all. Him being ex-army. What do you mean you didn't know that? I thought you pigs were smart and knew everything. Ha! Like hell you will. You got nothing on me. Aren't you gonna smack me around again? Go ahead. Like it would make a difference. You cops are all the same. You think you're all big and bad, but the truth is, you're just a bunch of puppets. He is in control. You just do what you're told. Yeah, Senator is who I mean. Trying to keep up. He controls this whole district, you know. What? Oh yeah, I forgot you pigs aren't that smart. Or you're on the take. Either way, I don't give a rat's ass. Sure, back to the story. You're like a broken record with this crap. So like I said, the two jerks come up to Johnny and me, giving us all this crap about looking at their women. At the time, I didn't know he was the senator's son till you told me. But that didn't mean nothing. Johnny pushed him and that's it. What more do you want to tell you? He died. Shit happens. Tell your boss to get over it. That's it. Hit me again. I dare you. I fucking triple dog dare you. Like it would make a difference. The son is dead and that's the facts. What happened next? Boy, you cops won't let this go, will you? Fine. After the accident, the other guy takes a swing at me. So I defend myself with the right hook to his jaw. Guy went down like a bitch. Like he had a glass jaw or something. Best shot I got in a while. So his girl went down on her knees screaming at him to wake up. She got me laughing so hard, classic dame reaction. Next, well, when I got done laughing, I looked over at Johnny, and the son's girl is swinging at him like a punching bag trying to keep the rhythm. But she can't, and the count of Johnny blocking her from hitting his face made me laugh harder. It was damn funny. All right, I'm getting to it. So anyway, Johnny does something strange, you know? We all like him. He grabs the girl's hands and pulls her closer to him. It was like he was trying to comfort her. Weird, you know? Most time Johnny would just push her away and tell her to go get fucked. Something like this was different. Then Johnny spoke for the first time since he saw the guy fall. He turned the girl's face to his and whispered, "I'm sorry." I never heard him utter those words in his 20 years I've known him. It was unlike him. Then he started to bawl like a baby. So there we were, both Johnny and the girl crying her eyes out. So sad, you know? It was like all the bad things he did in his life all flowing out at that moment. Well, you know the rest. That's when you guys showed up and hauled us in here. How is Johnny? Not gonna tell me, right? Yeah, well, that's my statement, so shove off. What now, really? What about Johnny? I see, so he's going to pay for what he did. Yeah, I get that. Yeah, I get it. Well, I can see... can I see him? What do you mean he's gone? Gone where? No comment, right? Fine, just let me out of here then. Hey man, what's with the gun? I thought you said you were going to let me go. What do you mean, not exactly? You crooked fuckers. Is he gonna clean up Santa's mess? Well, fuck you. Ah! Well, we got all we need from him. Stupid lowlife. Grab his legs and we'll bury it with the others. Roger that. Well, that's gonna do it for today. Hope you guys had fun. Hope you enjoyed yourself. And if you enjoy my stories, you can always pick up one of my books. They're available on ebooks and Google, wherever ebooks are sold, and on lulu.com/Southwell. That's lulu.com/SOUTHWELL. Hope you enjoyed yourself, and I can't wait to see you on the next episode. Take care.